Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Tuesday, October 5th. Whoa, whoa! Was that a good night of football or what? Not for Rob G's Raiders. They came out on the losing end. Chargers really owned them from the jump. What a performance. We'll talk about that shortly. We'll talk about the two winners I gave out on Fox Sports. I mean, listen, guys, it was a heater of a weekend. I don't know if it can continue. Very excited to have just had an incredible weekend of gambling, and we'll see if we can continue it in week 5. But first, I got to hype our guest. MLB postseason begins today. Yankees, Red Sox, mandatory. Listen, we are blessed. Hashtag blessed as sports fans. Saturday, damn good college football slate. Sunday, great NFL slate. Monday night football. Tuesday, Yankees, Red Sox. MLB postseason underway. Thursday, we got a good Thursday night football game this week. Like, this is a great month. I will maintain November slight edge because the NBA begins and college hoops begins. But it's tough to argue with MLB postseason. I'm very excited for Yankees and Red Sox. We got a great guest, John Morosi from MLB Network and Fox Sports Radio, joining us shortly. But I want to do a couple quick minutes on the Chargers thumping the Raiders. And listen, we knew the Raiders were a little fugazi, right? 3-0 coming in. And in the first half, they looked like, you know, the Raiders of yesteryear, where they just could do nothing right. And Darren Waller got shut down, and they took away third and Renfro, and the Chargers just rolled. I mean, I said on Twitter, I thought Justin Herbert is playing like a top 5 quarterback in the league, and honestly, we've been on this for a couple weeks now. Who would you take over Justin Herbert to start a game right now, to start a franchise right now? It's Patrick Mahomes and whom? It ain't Lamar Jackson, guys. It's not. He's really good, and Tom Brady's 44. The reality is, Justin Herbert's playing out of his mind. 3 TD passes in the first half. And listen, it got even better. I was facing Daniel Carlson in fantasy. I know you don't care about my fantasy team. He missed a 52-yarder that probably would have tied our game, or I would have lost. Raiders kicker does nothing. Chargers roll. the under cashes, Darren Waller under receptions hits, and Rob G's Raiders took one on the chin. Now, I don't have a report yet this morning on how many brawls there were in the parking lot. Hopefully nobody got injured or stabbed or anything. It was a loud, boisterous Raiders crowd. That being said, when the Chargers took control of this game in the first half, it felt like a pro-Chargers crowd. Obviously, Carr stormed back in the second half, third quarter specifically, but Justin Herbert silenced them with one really strong drive. And I got to say, Brandon Staley, some of these defenses he's cooking up with Derwin James in the secondary, they really did shut down Renfro for large portions of that game. He did have an awesome TD catch, but other than one deep pass to Ruggs, two explosive plays for the Raiders all game long. They had one carry of 10 yards. That Chargers defense is no joke, guys. This is a bet-on team. Staley looks like the real deal. They do play the Browns this weekend. That's a great game. Two teams I like a lot this year. Honestly, I can see that as an AFC championship preview. Browns are that good. I do worry about Baker going up against his defense. I would give an edge to the Chargers in that one. I'm very curious to see where the money goes professionally. And listen, I'm not totally selling the Raiders, but the reality is they just offensively, when you take away Waller, it's either deep to Ruggs, and if you're able to bracket Renfro, as the Chargers did, like, there isn't a counterpunch. And they have no running game because the offensive line is garbage. Four sacks rang up. I mean, I think Bosa got to him on, like, the first series, and you could see Leatherwood was way out of his element. I mean, the guy's a rookie who was overdrafted, and he's going up against Bosa. Like, it was just nothing. Max Crosby was on a milk carton for large portions of that game against a kid, Slater. Shout out to the guy on Twitter who listens to the pod every day and noted that. I had to rewind and look up. Ooh, that's a good observation. And the Chargers dominated that game. Very impressive. This is a Chargers team. I'm just telling you guys, get stoked. Raiders next up. They host the Bears on Sunday. Listen, this is worth monitoring. Just let's see how early the Bears get to Vegas. Raiders at home. Bears' first trip to the desert, coming off a win where they're feeling excited. Nagy and his whole quarterback controversy. It's one thing to beat the Lions' defense. The Raiders' defense is not as bad as the Lions' defense. It's not that aggressive, but the front four can do some things. That's an interesting game. I don't really have a side there yet. A lot of questions about the new car. Yes, I poured out some alcohol for my car. I kind of got rid of it. You guys know I love to hype up The Millionaire Next Door, that book about saving money by driving a used car. Well, I did it for a long time. And my car is now 13 years old, and it's been a good year. Knock on wood for that one. Things are going well, and I decided, you know what, for business purposes, this makes sense. So I did get a little upgrade. I'm not going to reveal it yet. Maybe on the IG stories, although one of my neighbors saw me driving my old school ride, him and his wife going for a walk. It's funny. I've talked about this before. In living in the Northeast, everybody is like 9 to 5-ish. During the day, you drive around neighborhoods, because I had the website back in the day, and like I'm the dad going to the gym at like 1 o'clock or 12, and then coming home and swimming in my pool, and I'm like texting dads like, "Oh, you want to get, everybody's at work. It's 9 to 5 out on the East Coast, especially in the Northeast. Very old school. You come out here, and it's like you go to Starbucks at like 11, and there's just dads like coming up with their surfboards, and like it's just very different out here. And a lot of small business owners or just masters of the universe, and they can do whatever they want. And I'm trying to instill it in my kids that creativity and starting your own business is really the way to prosperity. Obviously, there are multiple ways to prosperity, but from what I've seen, I really feel like starting your own business is smart. And I've been fortunate enough to make that happen. So let's let the good times roll. Although I will say, you never want to get too excited. Week 5 is ahead. And just because I won a lot in week 4, I don't want to give it all back. So be putting in some extra time here. And of course, baseball playoffs are here. May want to do some gambling on that, though I'm not touching Yankees Red Sox. So without further ado, let's get to our guest, John Morosi of MLB Network and Fox Sports Radio.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy you know well. You see him all over MLB Network. He's all over Fox Sports Radio as well. John Morosi, how are you, John?
Jason, my friend, always enjoy catching up. I know we had a great soccer conversation back in the summer, too. So always love connecting, my friend, and keep up all the great work that you're doing.
Yeah, you as well. There are few people who know baseball as well as you, and who better to preview this week in baseball? This is one of the great weeks of the year in sports, is it not? Baseball playoffs, NFL, college football. I mean, John, you got to be geeked, right?
I love it. It's stunningly, as I mentioned before we came on air, the hometown football team here in Ann Arbor is undefeated, which is surprising. The NFL team in our state, we need not address, but it is a great week. And certainly to begin the week with Sunday and the universal start time for the final day of the regular season. Really, Jason, borrowing a page from soccer, sport that we know and love, to have the final day of your quote-unquote group stage or regular season have a universal start time, so that way you have to have all the games on. You're watching them all unfold in real time, the scoreboard watching. It was a great way to end the regular season. Certainly, as a neutral, it would have been fun to see some one-game playoffs on Monday, but we had plenty of drama really till the final out on Sunday. So you can't ask for much more. The Giants and Dodgers, what a race that was. Only the second time ever, Jason, that both those teams won 100-plus games in the same season. So just incredible history. That's over 130 years of the Giants and Dodgers. That goes, of course, back to New York City. So there's just so many great storylines whenever two teams like that are competing. Then you have a Yankees-Red Sox AL wildcard game. You've got the Cardinals and the ageless Adam Wainwright. It was one great storyline after another.
I was going to start with the Dodgers, but, you know, Yankees-Red Sox first game, Yankees get in the postseason on a walk-off. Pretty awesome moment there for the Yanks. I have born in New York, big Yankees fan. For some reason, I don't feel supremely confident about this wild card game against Boston.
You know, Jason, it's interesting because I would imagine if you were a born and raised Red Sox fan, you'd probably say the same thing. I think both teams have some uncertainty, some worry. Of course, the Yankees just placing DJ LeMahieu on the injured list. Yeah. Garrett Cole, who starts the game, has had a rough run of form here the last few weeks for him. So there's a lot of questions. The Yankee bullpen, I would say this, and I really think this is sort of a point in their favor. You know, when you have to play the Rays, even the Rays, and think about how good the Rays are, a team that did not even have to win over the weekend. They've already clinched the division. They were trying to win, clearly, yeah, but they didn't have to really extend their guys, and they still end up winning the series against the Yankees. That's how great the Rays are. And I think one of the really important notes there is that you have a team that's very battle-tested if you're the Yankees. You had to play. You had to play, and you had to go up against the Rays in that circumstance and really test yourself. So I think the Yankees are in a mode where they might be a bit more battle-tested right now than the Red Sox. The Red Sox played the Nationals. They were a little out of rhythm. They were playing in a National League park against a non-contending team, and the Yankees have this emotional release almost to finally be able to get in on your last swing of the season by Aaron Judge. I mean, well, what a great storybook moment that is. So yes, there are certainly some concerns, but I would say that in general, I would not get too worried, because Boston with JD Martinez stepping on second base, that whole situation where now he screwed up his ankle, he may not be able to play. All these bizarre deals going on right now, Jason. So I think the Yankees, sure, you can be worried, but not too worried, because the Red Sox have worries too.
Well, I mean, I think it goes back about a decade. This is weird, John, but, you know, the Yankees haven't been to the World Series since 2009. That seems shocking, given how loaded their team has been. They're always winning 90, 100 games. There is just some, geez, can we get over the hump? Can we get by, like, the Astros? You know, I don't know, man. I don't feel great. But who would you make the favorite in the AL right now?
That's a great question. I think that in the American League, the Rays are the team that I really believe has a real postseason battle-tested ethic about them, going back to the World Series last year. And actually, I would say this, they're a better team, and this is frightening to everybody, but they're a better team than they were last year. A better team, flat out. They have a better offense. Yes, the pitching, they've lost Glasnow and Snell and Charlie Morton, but they've had some young players like McClanahan come in and Shane Boz. They've had a really good group of young players come in and step in. Drew Rasmussen is one more name to know. So I think the Rays entering right now, they're the favorites until someone proves otherwise. I've always been a big fan of the White Sox, and I think they're really peaking at the right time. So it's hard for me to kind of abandon the White Sox as my pick, because I had them in spring training. I really liked the way that team came together. And really, Jason, they've had a lot of injuries during the course of the season that they now seem to be healthy. So I think for all those reasons, I think we're probably looking at a Rays White Sox ALCS. I probably can't abandon the White Sox as my pick based on spring training.
No, but, well, anything's fair game. I mean, you know, you're allowed to change. It's not, it's not that big of a deal.
I think Tampa, I'm so impressed by that team. And I should say this too. Dusty Baker is back in the playoffs now, Jason, for an 11th time at age 73.
Decent.
What
manager.
A story. And I really think, Jason, there's not a single person in the world who could have taken on the Astros last year in the midst of everything that was going on at that point in time, take the team over, manage them during a pandemic shortened season, bring them back from a 3-0 deficit to force a seventh game in the ALCS, have a legitimate chance to win that game, fall just shy of the World Series last year, win the division this year. Dusty Baker's a Hall of Famer, and I'm thrilled for him, and it's going to be a tremendous series. Who would have thought, Jason, you could have had a Tony La Russa versus Dusty Baker NL Manager of the Year debate in, like, 2002?
Yeah.
And here we are now in 2021, and they're still going at it. Pretty cool stuff.
One last AL question. So you're White Sox Rays. Listen, that's not bad, but I just want to point out the Astros are currently favored in the AL. Any reason why you think the Astros are favored?
Well, the Astros, they have a very good rotation. It's not a rotation that is maybe as name brand as you would think. And the White Sox, they've got Giolito and, you know, a group, Lance Lynn and Dylan Cease. Maybe the White Sox have had a bit more of the brand name guys coming together, whereas Houston, you know, of course, they lose Verlander for the season. Garrett Cole's long gone. Zach Greinke's been hurt. Really, the 2019 World Series rotation is gone.
Gone,
effectively.
Yeah.
But they have Lance McCullers. Luis Garcia has been tremendous for them. I think their group, Framber Valdez, is one more name to know. It's a name. It's a club that doesn't have maybe all the big names. Of course, they've already lost George Springer since last year. But I look at Houston. Bregman is healthy now. Correa is always been a really good playoff player, and now is in this salary drive as he's entering free agency. He loves the big moment. I think Correa is going to be fantastic in these playoffs. Michael Brantley, I've always been a huge fan of his. Altuve's bounced back. Kyle Tucker's had one of his better years. It's a team that, for some reason, Jason, I think they've kind of been a little bit underrated this season. The White Sox, I mean, the White Sox are a quality club. I think the White Sox are really trending positively in the right direction. So that's kind of why I've always been a believer in the White Sox talent. And remember this about Chicago, too. Battle-tested, really good bullpen. You think about Kimbrel and Hendricks at the end of the game. Aaron Bummer's a really good left-hander. They've got Garrett Crochet, Michael Kopech. I mean, they've got an embarrassment of riches right now. I just think La Russa knows how to manage this time of year. The time off has been good for Tim Anderson, who really battled a lot of injuries this season. I like the way the White Sox are trending now. I think it's going to be just a tremendous division series between the White Sox and the Astros.
Any words for Seattle Mariners fans this morning? We do have some Seattle listeners, and they do hit me up on Instagram all the time. Jason, how come you never talk about the Mariners, man?
Well, I'm bummed. I'm bummed for them. I mean, certainly, I mean, I'm a neutral. I really have no rooting interest. I just feel badly for them that it's been 20 years now. They've been so close so many times, just getting back in the dance. Longest playoff drought in North American pro sports. Some great calls from Dave Sims. You probably saw him on social media, just some of those videos. And Dave getting into it. It's such a great ballpark and a great sports town when they're really engaged with their team. It's tough. I will say this, though. Of the two teams that lost out on the final day, Toronto and Seattle, I think Seattle has a bit more hope because Toronto's got Robbie Ray and Marcus Semien, both free agents.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of uncertainty now with Toronto. Whereas with the Mariners, they can basically bring this whole team back next year. And it's going to be a good team. Jared Kelnick has really emerged as, I think, one of the bright young stars in the game. Was very, very impressed by him. So I think I'm going to go with Seattle as saying – have confidence that the future is going to be bright in Seattle. You've got the Seattle Kraken, by the way, about to play the first NHL game and my other favorite sport. So that's great news for you. Mark Giordano looks really good. Jaden Schwartz has played good in training camp. So I would say adopt the Kraken, go to that beautiful Climate Pledge Arena there, the old Key Arena in downtown Seattle and in Belltown, Lower Queen Anne, beautiful part of town. So I'll say just be sad today for the Mariners. Really do it. But then tomorrow, be happy for the Kraken because you've got that season starting in a week.
Look at that little NHL reference. All right, let's go to the National League. Everybody cares about the Dodgers. I don't know, John. They could not catch San Francisco all year. And then you look at some of the playoff odds, and the Dodgers are the favorites to come out of the NL. All right, does that surprise you at all?
It does. It surprises me because it is far, Jason, from a given that team is going to be able to win the wild card game against the Cardinals. I mean, for them to be the favorites, that is fuel to the fire for the Giants right now to say, yeah, we realize that,
right,
that the Dodgers have to win this additional game to even qualify for the playoff for the first round, but we're going to go ahead and give them the favorite status. Bear in mind, Max Muncy might not be able to play. Okay, so that bizarre play at first base, he hurts his elbow, forearm. That was a scary play. He's such an important player for them, Jason. So the Dodgers, they certainly on talent, if you look at their roster, when they're all healthy as they are right now, Trey Turner's been great. Max Scherzer's been great. Scherzer Wainwright in the wild card game, you couldn't ask for more. But I also look at it and say the Cardinals – can play relaxed. They're both the best team in the NL over the last month, so they have that in their favor. They're playing on the road, which I think in sometimes these wildcard games, Jason, is almost helpful because you don't have that anxiety of the home crowd on you in a one game do or die scenario where you've got to be on point from the very beginning. You know, the Cardinals have this swagger about them. You've got some veteran guys, all-stars like Arenado and Goldschmidt. You've got Harrison Bader, Tyler O'Neill, who's the son of a former Mr. Canada bodybuilding champion, which I always love to mention.
I mean, what a reference.
Tyler O'Neill, great guy. Yeah, so I mean, there's just the Cardinals team. Like, you think Yadier Molina and Wainwright are going to be intimidated by Dodger Stadium? They've seen this for 20 years. So I just think that there's a real confidence that they have right now. And for me, I think anybody that would declare the Dodgers the favorites now, they may have the best roster, I get it, but they got to win a game against a team that's been nearly unbeatable. I think that's a mathematically that doesn't square with my reality right now. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a mistake by anybody to really frame the Dodgers in that context.
It is weird though. So 2017, the Dodgers lose to the Astros. I think the Astros went on to win the World Series. Then the next year, Dodgers lose in the World Series to the Red Sox. I'm sorry, they lost the World Series to the Astros, then to the Red Sox. Then they lose in the NLDS to the Nats. Nats go on to win the World Series. Then they win the World Series. So basically, the World Series goes through the Dodgers, does it not? Is that safe to say?
It does, I suppose, based on recent years. And it's a fair statement to make. But I just think you look at the way the Giants have played, Jason, that's a really, really cohesive group. The Giants, to me, Buster Posey, you saw the way they won yesterday. They get a home run from a pitcher. Love that. Logan Webb. So for me, I think you're right. The Dodgers, listen, they're the champions till someone proves otherwise. And that's sort of why I'm a little bit torn on the American League side right now with the White Sox and my feelings about them versus the Rays and how good they've been this season. The Rays are the best team in the AL until someone proves otherwise. And probably as the reigning champs, the Dodgers have that same status in the NL. But when you just look at the way that the numbers play out and how good the Cardinals have been, I think, Jason, I really believe this. The Cardinals arrived at Dodger Stadium with at least a 50-50 shot of winning that game. Like, it is an absolute coin flip. And if the Dodgers, to me, are declared by anybody as a clear favorite in that game, I just think it's a mistake. I don't look at it that way. I think it's an absolute coin flip. You've got the most veteran pitcher of veteran pitchers in baseball right now in Wainwright on the mound for St. Louis with the Yadier Molina calling the pitches. What more do you want if you're a Cardinal
fan?
Cardinals, I mean, to me, Jason, they have got to feel as confident as ever. And let's not forget, the last time the Dodgers played a winner-take-all game at Dodger Stadium in the playoffs, they lost to the Nationals. That was game 5 of the 2019 division series. Of course, last year was all in the bubble, so they never had to play at Dodger Stadium. That's the last time they played a true winner-take-all, really meaningful, big playoff game at Dodger Stadium. They lost it. So certainly it is within the realm of possibility that they lose that game. They lost the 2018 World Series at home, the 2017 World Series at home.
Yeah.
To me, there's not a huge pronounced home field advantage in a scenario like this. I think it's Wainwright versus Scherzer. And for me, again, coin flip between two future Hall of Famers in my estimation.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from the Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What do you make of the whole, the Giants had had a dominant run, three World Series in, I think, 5-6 years.
Right.
And then the Dodgers just take over, and they are now on top. And now it's the battle between them. I don't know. Is there an edge to either of those? Can you see one?
You know, it's a great question, Jason. I don't know how much really it ties back into the past. Although to say the Giants have enough World Series experience with Posey and Crawford, of course, Belt's been injured, that and Longoria's been in the World Series. There's not the Giants, and Chris Bryant's been a World Series champion, of course, too. We almost forget about him. What he's done now, as mentioned, him as a past World Series champ. But the Giants, to me, have plenty of experience, plenty of swagger to go up against the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, again, they have that cachet of having won the championship last year. They also have some pressure on them. Corey Seager, free agent to be this winter. There's a lot on the line for some of these guys. Max Scherzer, of course, free agent after the season. So I think that there is that respect back and forth. Those two teams know each other so well. There's no secrets. If they end up meeting up, of course, in the next round in the division series, it's good for baseball, I think, Jason, to see this rivalry take center stage. It's 130 years old. I worked on a piece on this for MLB Network recently. And when you really think about it, there's no rivalry like it in American sports, Dodgers Giants, because no other rivalry has such heritage in two different places. I mean, it was born in New York. We looked up the note. They've been playing this rivalry since before the New York City subway was built in its current form. And it's migrated across the country. Okay. And yesterday, so as we speak here, the Sunday was the 70th anniversary of the shot heard around the world, Bobby Thompson. That was 70 years ago Sunday, on the same day that the Giants beat the Dodgers by one game. So it's kind of a cool circle closing, a lot of history there. I think both fan bases are aware of it, how intense it is. And I'll say this, I've covered Dodger Giant games in San Francisco and in LA. I've covered Red Sox Yankees games in Boston and New York. The intensity it feels the same to me. I really believe that in rivalry, and I think it fits somewhat when the Red Sox and Yankees meet here on Tuesday. I believe this. That rivalry changed forever once the Red Sox won.
Unfortunately, this is true. Yes. Unfortunately, this is definitely true. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not for the worse. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Yankee fans might think it's a bad thing, but to me, it fundamentally changed everything. Cause I was going to university in Boston around that time. And I remember what it was like then. And it was just the antipathy to the Yankees was just so severe. And so, to me, it's never quite been like that again, And yet it's still a phenomenal rivalry. And to have it be a one-game playoff, Jason. I mean, this is one of those things where you and your family, everybody you know growing up, you're all going to be texting during the game because that's a special moment in American sports.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. John, I want to close out. Like, baseball not got lucky, but has basically about as good of a collection of teams in the postseason as you can imagine. You got the Boston market, the New York market, you get Chicago, right? So you're covered all those bases. And then the history, like you said, Dodgers, Giants, and of course the Cardinals we know are much loved. And I wonder if, like, you know, there is something to the Braves and their whole, like, geez, can these guys ever win? Can they ever break through? They're kind of an underdog role. This is a really strong collection in the postseason, right?
It's a great point, Jason. It really is. I think that you've got great stars, of course, on a lot of these teams. The Brewers are a great story. They're kind of an undercover great story because they've never won. They've never won the World Series before. And so as a franchise, and this is the longest streak of playoff appearances they've ever had as a franchise, a tremendous starting rotation. Obviously, it's tough news that Devin Williams is being out with his injury last week. But they've got, I think, an excellent chance. That Milwaukee-Atlanta series is going to be special. You think about the – of course, the heritage of the Braves originally starting in Milwaukee in Boston, Boston and Milwaukee, Milwaukee to Atlanta. So that's kind of a cool matchup, historically speaking. There's just a lot of really unique, to your point, Jason, it's very well said by you. We've got a lot of really cool storylines. Every series out there, whether it's La Russa and Dusty, whether it's Milwaukee and Atlanta having that connection through the Braves in generations gone by, Henry Aaron, of course, there's a lot of really special historical and also present baseball notes. You get a chance to see Molina and Wainwright together in a playoff game again. That's special. We have to remember, Jason, these are moments to savor because you're not promised in this sport being back to the playoffs next year. So when you get a chance to watch a Wainwright face a Scherzer in a two Hall of Famers, in my estimation, that's special. Red Sox, Yankees in a wild card game. Who knows when we're going to see that again? Yeah. I mean, these are special, special moments. So I'm thrilled, Jason. It's a great way to start the playoffs. I got goosebumps talking about it already. And I'm excited to be part of it.
Only team I kind of wish was here was the Padres with Tatis and the swag. And like, I'm an old school Padres uniform and hat guy. I have an old school throwback Padres hat. Like, I kind of dig that team. I mean, how close are they?
You know, that's a great question, Jason. And obviously, it's a huge disappointment for them this year that they're not in the playoffs. They really took a turn sort of midway through the season where there was so much expectation on them. Their pitching let them down. Injuries, inconsistency. Blake Snell didn't really deliver the way they expected him to. Tatis missed some time a couple different times. The chemistry seemed a little bit off. There's been a lot of reporting on what Jace Tingler did or did not do well as the manager with The Athletic doing some really good in-depth reporting on this. So for me, Jason, I think that they'll have to have some changes going forward. And now you start to wonder, are they even going to enter next season with the perception of being a possible playoff team or a strong favorite to be one? If you look at the way the Giants and Dodgers have played this season, so close.
So John, did anybody think the Giants would be a 107 win team?
No,
they're close. Did anybody think the Cardinals would peel off what 17 straight? It felt like the Padres just, I don't really know how to characterize it, but they were the team I thought everybody thought would be there right now.
It's a couple things there. Number one, I don't think the Giants thought the Giants would be a 107 win team, to be honest with you, Jason. Okay. Right. So I'll say that. They may not say that, but I'll say it on their behalf. Yeah. Like, I don't think they thought they were going to be that good. I mean, they probably thought they were going to be a playoff team, but maybe not 107 wins. The Cardinals, again, that was a historic streak. That was very special. I think with the Padres, one thing, Jason, and I think it transcends sports, and you cover all sports so well and have an understanding of team building and how these different clubs come together. When you're the Padres, you go look down their roster and at any given day and ask yourself, okay, how many players in this lineup were drafted and developed by this team and were brought up with the culture of this organization? And the answer is day-to-day, almost none. Grisham was a trade. Hosmer, free agent. Machado, free agent. Tatis was a trade. Cronenworth was a trade. Frazier was a trade. Austin Nola was a trade. Like, they're all from somewhere else. Darvish, trade. Snell, trade. Musgrove, trade. And so when
chemistry matters, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And when you get to a moment like this, you say, wait a minute, like, who are we? What are we all about here? And everybody else says, well, I came from here and I came from here. And it's all these different team cultures that are now trying to blend in together.
They need some off-season bonding, huh?
Exactly. You're exactly right. Whereas I always say, like, the model for this was the Kansas City Royals and when they won, because they took a bunch of players that were signed from all around the world. Okay. Salvador Perez from Venezuela, Eric Hosmer, Cuban American from Florida, Mike Moustakas, Greek American from California, all these different really cool cultures. But what did they have in common? They were playing together from the time they were 16, 17, 18 years old. And so any of those differences get melted away because you're together. You're brothers from the time you're a teenager. And you cannot replace that time playing together. And baseball in particular, Jason, because you're together 162 games, you can't fake that. Yeah. When I had times, I remember I was talking to the Cardinals, guys like Daniel Descalso and Alan Craig, guys who David Freese, who were key parts of the teams that were going in the playoffs in 11 and in 13 in the World Series. And they said, yeah, we drew a lot of strength because we had played together and won a championship together in Memphis 2 years ago. The Padres can't say that. Okay. Yeah. They can't say that. You have to have culture. Or you have to have a manager who can really fuse it together, like a Dusty Baker.
Dusty Baker, of course.
Exactly. And so, like, you got to have a uniter. And it doesn't seem like the chemistry worked. And so, you know, it's so interesting, Jason, just to watch different teams play. And you and I can watch a basketball game. We can watch a football game, a hockey game, and say, you know what? This team is jiving well together. You can just tell. Soccer, you can just tell. And the Padres were a team that from, like, August on was like, something here is not right. And they got to fix it. But you even heard Bryce Harper talk about this with the Phillies. Sometimes the answer is, hey, we got to go out and spend more money. No. Sometimes the answer is you got to build from within. You got to build a culture. Bring your players in together from all around the world and make them a cohesive unit. And the Phillies have not done that. And the Padres have not done that. And that's why both of them are not in the playoffs this year.
Wow. Good stuff. John Morosi, MLB Network, Fox Sports Radio. Listen, hopefully the Padres brass is listening.
There you go.
Maybe they'll bring you in to be a motivational speaker.
No, hey, I got some passion about this, Jason. It's an issue that matters a lot to me. And it's true even for like kids in youth sports. Like learn how to be a teammate. You know, learn, you know, don't just jump travel teams from here to there and hop on a team from three towns away. No, find your team. Find your buddies, learn how to win, learn how to lose together, learn how to pick up the pieces and get to the next game. I'm a big believer in that. So let's build some teams.
All right. Great stuff, John. You guys can catch him on the MLB Network and Fox Sports Radio throughout the playoffs. Enjoy the postseason, John. We'll definitely be watching your stuff.
Jason, my pleasure. Anytime, my friend, please reach out anytime. Always love catching up. Baseball, soccer, hockey, whatever it might be. Reach out anytime.
Love it.
Thanks.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health-Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.